Thanks. One of the things when you're bringing that up, Diana, that's really beautiful, that when you're not trying to be too clever, at least for me this is true, when I'm not trying to be too clever, my heart can open up. And then something magical happens, and you say words, you're like, oh, I didn't know I knew that. I mean, you seem like, oh, that's a kind of wise person right there. I don't know who he is. So I don't pretend to be an example of grace or any of these or the qualities of assurance that you were bringing up, Angelica. But I do have a story. And so many of you know that we have a motorhome, a little motorhome. We sold our house, our last house. Heather and I keep saying it'll be the last house we ever owned. That's a whole other story. And from that, we have this little nest egg, and we thought, well, we'll get ourselves a place that we can move around in, and, you know, we could always live in it, worst case, if worst comes to worst. And so we have this little 23-foot. It's pretty old, but it's charming. So we took it on a trip. We spent a bunch of money to get it fixed up and took it on a trip just last week. So we were gone. We drove down through a very deserty area. Colorado is very deserty right now. So this rain here just seems to me to be a huge blessing. And I hope that the same blessing comes to the lower areas because it's tinder dry and sad, kind of sad dust bowl kind of environment down there. But we went to the real desert. So we went to the far southwest corner and roamed around the ruins of the ancient Anasazis, the ancient peoples. And that was really a beautiful experience. And we drove back, and you know, we had our challenges here and there with driving that thing. And it has its quirks. And on the way back, the last day, we're on the home stretch, and the home stretch just happened to be the most remote of all these places, with the exception maybe of literally the Canyon of the Ancients. This section was about 35 miles from any town of any size. And I was relaxing in the back, had my legs stretched out. I'm typing in my laptop. We record the trip in a journal, and I'm typing in the journal and thinking about, oh, I'm going to get to Sunrise Ranch, and we're going to do this, and we're going to go out to dinner and see my friends. And then, on Monday, you got to get prepped up for. So my mind was both on the past and in the future. And then there was a bazooka blast, which happened, which was like a missile hitting the side of the RV. And all of a sudden, there's this hole, where there wasn't a hole in the floor. There's debris flying everywhere. The sound of grinding and flapping and crashing. And I'm dropping F-bombs really, really strong at that point. And Heather's like, calmly turns the wheels. And goes off on this dirt road, which appeared like it's right there, like in the middle of nowhere. If it hadn't been there, I don't know what we would have done, because the banks were really steep on both sides. But there was this road. She pulls off, and I'm like dropping F-bombs, looking at this hole, like what could possibly have done this? And then realize that there was a hole in, and well, I could see the tire. So boom, there's a big hole in the tire. Pressurized rubber is apparently a very powerful thing. You think rubber is bouncy. It's not in that state apparently bouncy. It's more like a bazooka shell. So I jumped out, whatever, heard a hissing sound. I figured, well, I think all the air's out of that tire, and that was the propane. So the propane was leaking out, and went over and turned the propane off, and then I looked in the back, and there's this. All the tubes and wires are all ripped up by the rubber from the tire. And then there was the exhaust pipe, which was bent up and twisted and pointing at the propane. whatever. Got back in, and we started the process of, you know, panicking at some level. This kind of like, you know, oh, what are we going to do, and how are we going to get this fixed, and... and then came, you know, that's just a problem. That's just a challenge. Then came the negativity. Mm-hmm. And then you could feel it kind of moving in. And it was just kind of like, who are we going to blame for this? Because that's what happens. It's like, that's our go-to place when we aren't being in the present moment, my go-to place. I mean, I feel like coming out, it's like, well, it's not me. I didn't do it. I was like, you know, the whole it's like irrelevancy of it. It's not relevant. What's relevant is, what are we going to do next? But that accusation, blame, it's just this cloud that's around you that you have to get through. And it just turns out, you know, that when I describe the event, I mean, there were, you know, the pieces of tile shrapnel flying around my head that missed me a few inches. You know, so you could look at this and say, you know, we could have easily blown up, set on fire. I could have been decapitated. We could have been in a place where we couldn't have pulled off. We couldn't have been in a place where our cell phones didn't. I mean, our cell phones worked. It made no sense. Because I've been there before and I never had a signal. We were in 4G, and so we're able to talk to these people on the phone to try to figure out somebody to get tow us away, and we could actually search for websites. And we're like, I can't believe this. This doesn't happen on the drive to town. It's true. There's that dead spot. So I'm not saying that in some way we hit a moment of grace, but I will say that if getting out of the clouds of the criticism and the blame and the negativity of like, oh, woe is me, now, you know, how will we, this is just the worst thing ever. And when you get out of that and you're just in the moment, you know, we were sitting in an RV, we could stretch our legs out on the bed and look out and watch the storms pass, and a friend of ours happened to be driving down from 35 miles both ways, right? Just happened to be driving bound, pulled in, she chatted with us. So it was just, you know, everything, it worked out. Am I happy it happened? No. Did I learn a lesson? Well, probably, about tires. But the other lesson that I learned was about we can access the celebration of life at any time. We can say, oh, I'm happy I'm alive at any time. And it's not Pollyanna. It's a little unsophisticated maybe, but there's a beauty to that. And so I'm thankful that I have some place to come back to. I'm thankful that you're all here. And there's no end to the level of thanks if you don't get stuck in the cloud. So I will have
Katie.
Katie. Thank you.